Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Football Friday here on Home and Home, a radio.com sports original, we are brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Check out ZipRecruiter. This address, ZipRecruiter.com/ENTER. I'm Dave Briggs, home in Connecticut. Ross Tucker on the road, prepping for another Army college football broadcast. You all know about the jersey swap. In fact, it's been going on since the 1930s in the sport of soccer between England and France. You've probably seen it in the NBA and the NFL, with game recognizing game, typically two of the best players on their respective teams trading jerseys after the game. But with Monday being Veterans Day, a jersey swap like, frankly, we have never seen, not to my knowledge, in all of professional sports. It was between Portland Trailblazers superstar Dame Lillard and an American hero. He's with us today. Army Sergeant First Class Michael Ramage did a jersey swap with the Blazers star. And Michael joins us today on Home and Home. Good to see you, sir, and thank you for your service. It's Ross Tucker. I'm Dave Briggs. Tell me how this came about, a jersey swap between you, an American hero, and a Portland Trailblazers superstar.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Well, I'm no American hero. I just, I'm in the Army and do my job. I got on social media probably 2 months ago after I got some courtside tickets from my uncle, and I was like, wow, you know, I watched Dwayne Wade last year go around and do his kind of his retirement circulation with all the teams and trade and swap jerseys, and I thought, here I have these courtside tickets. You know, this is kind of a whimsical idea, but I'm going to reach out to Damian Lillard on Instagram and kind of say, hey, I'm retiring from the military after 20 years of service. Would you be interested in trading my Army top for your game jersey? And I just threw it out there. He's got like, you know, 6-7 million followers. I didn't think it was going to happen, of course. And after like 5 minutes, I got a reply from him, and it was just one word, absolutely. And that was probably 6 to 8 weeks out before the game. And then the closer the game got, I reached out again. There was nothing. Reached out a couple more times. There was nothing. And I went to the game, walked into, you know, probably went there about 4 p.m. to watch the shoot around and hopefully, you know, get his attention and say, hey, is this happening? I got courtside with my wife, and he was sitting on the other side of the court, just talking with his coaches, I guess. And I go, hey, Dame. And my wife was like, shut up. Act like you belong in these seats. So it was pretty surreal. I went over to the security guard and I said, hey, on Instagram, we talked to each other. And he said he'd do the swap. So he went over to him, kind of whispered to him, do you know this guy? And he looked over and I showed him my uniform. And he goes, I got you, man. So it was crazy.
Michael, that is awesome. I wanted to start by just echoing what Dave said. Thank you so much for your service and congratulations, 20 years. That's awesome. My grandfather was a sergeant for a long time in the Army. That's amazing. And I got to tell you, man, I'm not sure if that happens if you're not as aggressive as you were, even once you got to the stadium. I think you had to yell. You had to go to the security guard. I applaud you for not being shy, man. I think that, you know, people get a lot of incoming social media stuff. He might have forgotten it.
Right. I was, because he never reached back to me. But also, I was worried it got lost in the mix because so much time had passed. And I'm sure people sit there on, you know, and reach out to him all the time wanting something from him. And I didn't want it to be tarnished or, you know, by bothering him all the time. So I kind of let it go. And when I got there, I believe his security guard, his personal security guard, is a service member. So, or a retired service member with 15 years in the Air Force. So he has a special appreciation for our military vets and service members. And that's why he initially said, yeah, I'll do that. Which means a lot. Shout out to Damian Lillard for even like acknowledging my question, giving me the time of day, because I know he probably gets people wanting something from him all the time. And it wasn't really about wanting anything from him. It was being able to experience that moment that, you know, the professional athletes get to experience, and that's that jersey swap. And I've never seen it done before. I've seen, you know, some players out on the court or the field take off their top and just give it to somebody in uniform, but I've never seen the swap. And that was like the idea. And it just happened when he was doing his post-game interview across the court at the end of the game. He had his headphones on and he kind of looked over at us sitting there, and he gave an acknowledgement again. Hey, I have you. And he took him off and started walking towards my wife and I. And I was like, this is really going to happen.
Yeah. This is Army Sergeant First Class Michael Ramage. Part of your retirement, you served 3 tours in Iraq, 1 tour in Afghanistan. And to do this jersey exchange with Dame Lillard, 1, what does it say about him? 2, what does it mean to you?
It says everything about Lillard and the type of person he is, the type of player he is. I still can't believe it. The whole moment was kind of a blur. The week's been crazy, but it's all because of him just giving like 10 minutes out of his time to just acknowledge the military in general, which is huge. And not just the military, but me as an individual. It's amazing. It means something so much. Just besides getting the jersey, it means I have that moment. It's tangible, you know. So forever, that jersey is going to be framed with the picture of us holding my uniform top and his jersey together. I heard he was going to put it in his trophy room at his mom's house in Lake Oswego, and that's crazy. Like I said, I'm no hero. I did serve 3 tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, but so many other vets are out there and service members are out there that have done amazing things. I'm no special soldier. I think I just asked, and that's why, you know, I ended up with the jersey. A lot of people don't even ask, so it was a whimsical idea that, you know, came true.
And last quick question is, you're going to be part of another retirement tour. Carmelo Anthony is now joining your Portland Trailblazers. Are you happy about that?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Portland has just had this long history of, they've hit some rough roads. I think Carmelo has a couple, you know, maybe a season or two left in his tank. And that might be the piece of the recipe that Portland needs to, you know, they're riddled with injuries this year, and they need a big guy to get in there that can hit mid-range. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Maybe you can get yourself another jersey, buddy. They're 4-8. They could use the help. Thank you for your service, Army Sergeant First Class Michael Ramage. We appreciate the time and, of course, the service to our country. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Great to have you, sir. All right, Ross, in just a sec, we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick Combine. It is just a day away in Atlanta. He's already there. TMZ's got some video having arrived. What does this have to do with Jay-Z? Well, in fact, a lot. You were right about that one. We'll break it down in just a sec.
Yeah, I was kind of on that. That sergeant, by the way, is hired, in case we need anybody from a military perspective. 4 tours, that's incredible. We know hiring can be a slow process. Cafe El Toro COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants, so he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. That's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/enter. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ENTER. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Will Colin Kaepernick get hired by an NFL team? The Kaepernick Combine, as some are calling it, is just a day away. Teams that are coming: Redskins, Cowboys, Broncos, Patriots, Falcons, Bengals, Lions, Dolphins, Giants, Jets, Bucks, 2 added yesterday, 49ers, and Seahawks. The latest reporting is that Mike Jones, USA Today, good friend, reporting that Jay-Z is the one that pushed the commissioner to make this happen. Dan Patrick says this morning that he also confirms he pressured the commissioner to make this happen because, in Dan's words, Jay-Z felt his reputation took a hit from joining the NFL. So, two songs, and I want you to decide which one surmises the situation for Jay-Z. Does this add to Jay-Z's 99 problems, the way this has been perceived, that is a PR sham by the NFL that Jay-Z is now attached to, or another Jay-Z song, Show Me What You Got? Is this good on Jay-Z that he is the reason Kaepernick has a chance?
You know, Dave, that's an excellent question. And I think it is good on Jay-Z, but I'm not really the one that it seems like whose opinion matters on this, right? We've heard from Eric Reed. We've heard from Malcolm Jenkins. It seems like a lot of the players, especially a lot of the players that are active in some of the social justice movements, it seems like they think it's a sham. They're not real keen on it. So if they feel that way, I think that a lot of their supporters, a lot of their followers are going to feel that way as well, and that it probably won't be a real good thing for Jay-Z ultimately. I personally think, how can it be a negative that Jay-Z is using his influence to try to get Colin Kaepernick any opportunity to get in front of NFL teams? But the way the world works these days, Dave, which is really sad, it seems like he'll still get criticized for this, even though he's trying to do a good thing for Colin Kaepernick.
I'm torn on this because, yes, Jay-Z did a good thing in getting Kaepernick an opportunity. The Kaepernick Combine does feel a little bit like he got played a bit by the commissioner. Sure, Jay-Z, we'll do what you're asking. We'll give Kaepernick an opportunity. We'll call him up on a Tuesday, give him 2 hours to say yes to a situation that is a no-win situation for him on a Saturday. No coaches, no GMs can show up, doesn't have a whole lot of heads up, probably doesn't get to hand-pick the way this would go down. I don't know if this reflects well on Jay-Z in the end. I think he's going to end up on the wrong side of it. And yes, it's a hard knock life, probably fits in the end. So we've incorporated 3 Jay-Z songs. How about Tom Brady? How does he feel about it? The Patriots are one of those dozen plus teams I mentioned that will be there Saturday, 3:30 in Atlanta at the Falcons facility. Brady weighed in last night on Westwood One Radio.
I think being a pro quarterback is very challenging in and of itself. To have time off is a challenge, but Colin's overcome a lot of challenges in his career. And, you know, he's always found a way to produce. He's very mentally tough. And I think it's pretty cool that he's getting that opportunity.
So here it is. Brady happy about the opportunity. Charles Robinson from Yahoo reports that Colin Kaepernick will not back out of the workout. We told you yesterday, Adam Schefter was skeptical it will even go down. I'm happy. I think it's a great thing. It's going to happen. But ultimately, if it doesn't get him a job in the NFL the rest of the way this year or in next year's offseason, what's the end result of all this, Ross?
Well, I guess the end result then would be the NFL could say they did what they could. Jay-Z will say he did what he could. And nothing will end up happening. I kind of feel like at this point, you know, think about what Goodell did here to be the driving force behind this workout, Dave. I mean, he very clearly knew that it was basically bringing up all of the Kaepernick stuff again, all of the kneeling, all of the polarization. There was some risk for Goodell to do this. You know, nobody was really talking about kneeling or the anthem or Kaepernick anymore, not much at least. He brought it back to the forefront again. I kind of think he wants it to happen. I kind of think Goodell wants him to get signed at this point, so that people don't think the NFL is colluding, so that people, I think that Goodell thinks Kaepernick getting signed would go a long way towards ingratiating the NFL with the people that said they're never watching it again after Kaepernick, you know, was sort of excluded from the league. And
little audio issue there with Ross Tucker, who's on the road preparing for an Army broadcast, college football broadcast. One thing we did not mention is Hugh Jackson, the former Cleveland Browns head coach, will be the one running this workout. We're not entirely clear how exactly it's going to go. Primarily, who are the wide receivers that will catch the passes from Kaepernick? Have any teams committed to post-game, post-workout interviews? Kaepernick will not be afforded a list of who will be there, but will he speak afterwards about what team showed up, who showed up, what teams did interviews? In particular, what are the questions? Are teams going to ask him about standing versus kneeling for the national anthem? You have to feel, as we're about to enter another presidential election, that President Trump, even though he has suggested he'd like to see Kaepernick back on the field, he would like nothing more than to have that political issue of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Do you like to see Hugh Jackson running this workout? And I should mention, by the way, Antonio Brown said on Instagram he is more than happy to go catch passes from Colin Kaepernick at the Cap Combine, Ross.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's happening. I think Hugh Jackson's a good choice to run it. I'm glad that many teams have committed to go. I think that this is the first step, Dave. I think that there will be multiple steps before he gets signed. But I actually do think he ends up getting signed. I do. Now, not for this year. I think he gets signed by somebody to compete for a backup quarterback job next offseason. And I don't know whether or not to commit. But there are some teams that probably wouldn't want him unless he would commit to that. Or I guess you can stay in the locker room now, which is another option. But I tend to think he's going to get signed.
I sure hope Colin Kaepernick lands a job. I am skeptical, to say the least. Do not think he gets one this year, but perhaps this opens the door to a backup job, or at least a situation he gets to compete for a job next season. And hopefully the salary demands aren't what we've been told they were in the past. In particular, the Denver Broncos, John Elway had dinner with him and said they were around $15 million. That certainly has to come down dramatically. And hopefully he is up for a backup situation. We talked about one of the great matchups of the weekend. That's Patriots and Eagles. I'm excited for that one. Not quite as much as this one, though. Ravens, Texans, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson face each other for the first time as pros. The last time these two faced each other, you might remember it. you might not. They were juniors in college, Louisville against Clemson, and it might give you a preview of just how good this game will be, because Lamar Jackson passed for 295 yards in the game. He rushed for 162, three total touchdowns in a loss to Clemson. Deshaun Watson passed for 306 yards, rushed for 91, and threw five total touchdowns. Clemson won the game 42-36. Not only is it a glimpse at the quarterbacks of the present and of the future, but two hot teams, two Super Bowl contenders. Baltimore's won 5 of 6. Houston's won 4 of 5. Ross, what's the most exciting part about this matchup? Is it the future of the position?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, I've said to you several times during the show that that's a great question. That's probably the worst question you've ever asked me on the show. What's the most exciting? Lamar Jackson against Deshaun Watson. That's the most exciting thing. Are you kidding me? Lamar Fair. Jackson, Deshaun Watson, easily the most exciting and entertaining aspect of it. I am so fired up for this game. I do believe that these guys are the future of the position. I just want them to both stay healthy. Two very different ways of going about it. Lamar Jackson in the run game. Deshaun Watson takes sacks and he's in the pocket and somehow he gets away from them. But I get nervous about both of them. Here's the thing, though. They both stayed healthy so far. I don't think Deshaun Watson's missed a game other than the ACL tear as a rookie. I think he played every game last year. He played every game this year, despite the fact every time I watch a game, I think he's not going to last real long. And Lamar Jackson, too. These guys are like Gumby. They find a way to bend and get contorted, but stay healthy. I think what's interesting here, Dave, and I'll give you my answer, but I'm going to ask you first. Next 10 years, you love the Denver Broncos. And let's say Dion Don or Dion Dad, whatever his name is, let's say you take over as GM of the Denver Broncos and you can have Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson. The Broncos need a quarterback, GM Briggs. Which one do you want and why?
Well, look, it's not hard for me personally because we talked about the similarity between Colin Kaepernick and Lamar Jackson earlier in the week. People forget Colin Kaepernick was the next great thing, was going to change the game forever. Still, I believe the first quarterback to ever throw for 250, run for 150 in an NFL game. But he didn't change the game because people figured him out. They got tape on him, and they figured out how to contain his type of game. I don't think you can contain Deshaun Watson's type of game because I think he is such a superior passer. So for me, the answer is actually easy. I know I'm too hard on Lamar Jackson. I do think he's the MVP, and I do think he will win it this season, but I think he's going to take too much of a beating. He is too skinny, and Deshaun Watson is too far superior a passer, and my God, he is brilliant. When you hear him break down defenses post-game, and the media just sits there and eats up, laps up every single word of it, I'm going to take Watson. And you?
I am totally with you. It's Deshaun Watson. He is clearly the answer to me. I don't think Lamar Jackson is the MVP of the league right now. I think Russell Wilson is. I love Lamar Jackson. He would be second for me, but I do think you have to give a lot of credit to the scheme that Greg Roman is running. I don't know how sustainable it is from an injury standpoint, and I also don't know if defenses will do a better job eventually of corralling it. But I'm with you. It would be Deshaun Watson for me for the next 10 years. And for MVP, it's Russell Wilson. And hopefully neither one of those takes anything away from Lamar Jackson. I love Lamar Jackson. I love watching the Ravens. They're my favorite team to watch. Heck, a lot of the stuff they do, Dave, reminds me of the team I'm going to call the game for tomorrow, Army. I mean, they're running the option against the Bengals. It's crazy. It's crazy effective. The Texans actually have a pretty good run defense. The Ravens have gone against a bunch of really crappy run defenses, so I'll be curious to see whether or not that makes a difference. I don't think it will. I like the Ravens to win this game. I like the Ravens to go a long way this year.
Ravens a 4-point favorite. It's in Baltimore. I too like the Ravens. And my final word today is I'm sad. I'm sad not just because a Bloody Mary Friday has come to an end and I'm down to the olives here, just olives and a little bit of sip, but I'm sad, Ross. Sports Illustrated is now a monthly. It all started with this one for me. For those of you watching on the radio.com app, this is the Magic Flute. Doug Flutie, Hail Mary, autographed, the date December 3rd, 1984, my first Sports Illustrated issue. I have every one since. It's been a weekly and a big part of my life, but now it is a monthly. 17 issues, one each month, plus four preview issues, and yes, still the swimsuit issue. But it is a sad day in my life. And it's a great day in my wife's life, as we will open up a lot of storage in this house, as there will only be 17 Sports Illustrated issues a year. That'll do it for us this week on Home and Home. For Ross Tucker and Doug Flutie, I'm Dave Briggs. We'll see you on Football Monday.
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.